Parshas Bechukotai, Beis Tefillah, Tavshin Ein Vav. Im Bechukotai Telechu, Beis Mitzvotai Tishmeru, then V'nasati Gishmechem Beitom, get all the brachas. The famous, famous Rashi says, what are we referring to? What is this Bechukotai Telechu? If we're referring to Shmiras HaMitzvah, Sefer HaMor, rather it means Shetu Amelim BaTorah. Amazing. Amelus BaTorah is the source for all the brachas, the becoming. The source of all that is Amelus BaTorah. And Rashi, likewise in the reverse, by the Klolos, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'imloy Sishmuli, V'loy Sasu Komitz V'Seila, asks Rashi, what does it mean, Loy Sishmuli? Says Rashi Shidosai, Loy Sishmuli, Loy Samelim BaTorah. Unbelievable that until you come to Parashat Bechukotai, until you read the Rashi, we're never aware of the importance of Amelus BaTorah, the critical part of the Yiddishkeit. The Amelus BaTorah, nothing happens. The Shmiras Mitzvah is not a mitzvah. You don't do Shmiras Mitzvah properly. All the brachas don't come. The klolos come from lack of Amelus BaTorah. Unbelievable. This week, I opened an interesting sefer called Metzuveh Ve'Oseh. Two fat volumes. It's written by a Talmud Chacham who is a Gevir. This Baruch Hashem is a well-to-do person. Obviously, he's a good businessman, and he's a big Talmud Chacham. Right, to give shiurim, he writes them down. Two fat svarim. In the second chelek, he has a portion called the Didi Havi Uvda, and he says that once he was in the office, Baruch Hashem, he's a bar parnasa matzliach beiski, he has a good parnasa, and a former Rosh Hashiva of his comes for a visit. Kedalkom, so the Bali Tzedakah, especially the well-to-do ones, the Rosh Hashivas, come. And he writes him a check, gives him a nice donation, but he sees his Rosh Hashiva is unhappy. It wasn't what the Rosh Hashiva expected, it wasn't what the Rosh Hashiva needed. So he explains to the Rosh Hashiva, Mayriva Rabbi. He says the following, don't feel bad, but you know, I steal time from my business. And I'm Oisik BaTorah because I love learning so much. So this is what I can do. Said the Rosh Hashiva to him, leave the Limud HaTorah for the Rosh Hashivas. And leave and go and make business. Mach Geld. Leave the learning for us and go and make money. This is what the yeshiva told him. Make money and be machzik the yeshiva. He told him, I don't have time because I'm busy learning. So my time in my office is a betzimtzum. The yeshiva tells him, go and shaf geld. Gay Albert, you have a good business. Make it work better. Be machzik Torah. Fine. So this gevir, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He went to speak to Rav Shach, and he told Rav Shach the Dinu Dvarim. Rav Shach told him, this Rosh Hashiva was Teva Satsmoy Dorash. Teva Satsmoy, that's what he wants. But a Maisa, Vada, person should be Mitzamtem, his business, should be Oisik BaTorah. Okay. Fine. He continues writing. Now, Baruch Hashem, he was giving two shiurim. The first shiur, the Afyomi shiur, was giving preceded the 6 o'clock minyan. He was giving mamash 5 o'clock is when he gave the Afyomi shiur, and he was giving then a second Afyomi shiur, and mamash marbit Torah. And I was coming to the office at 9:30. I had no voice anymore, and I was weak, and I wasn't able, and it wasn't, and my mind wasn't clear to do my business to the boy. went to speak to Rav Vosna. Came to Rav Vosna and told him, I'm a bit Torah, I do incredible steiken, he has svarim, he's written chidushim from the shurim he gives. Baruch Hashem, his tummy is doing quite well. Haravai aleinu, we have such nice farnasa. But when he's in the business, he doesn't have a clear mind. He's so weak from his abotas atayra. Zog Rav Vosna, cut the shir. You have two shurim, to cut one. To do your business. Because the boy. So that's what he did. So he cut down a shir. Cut down a shir. Came. Fresh. Did the business. Then later on, later stage, he opened the second shir in the afternoon. No? Apparently, we have a little clash over here. What comes first? Your Torah, or the business? What comes first? Shach told him that your limud, you can mitzamtzem your business for your limud. The Roshiva was teva tatzmei dorash. Avosna tells him, you don't have stilus hadas for your business. You cut down the shir. The Chasam Sofer in Psochim, Dalet Amud Beis, brings in the name of the Baal HaFlo. Quoting the Gemara in Psochim, Pei Tes Amud Beis. It says over there, Bnei Chabura, Shoyu Yodov Shal Echad Nehem Yofais. If one of the hands are Yofais, Rashoi Loi Marloi, his friend, the Chabura tells him, Tol Chelkecho V'tzei. Take your portion and go out. What's that referring to? Referring to the Korban Pesach. Everyone has their portion in the Korban Pesach. And this guy is Yod of Yofis. Yod of Yofis means, it's a nice word, the guy's a fresser. This guy overeats. And he's going to eat. He's going to take a massive portion. And everyone else, we're missing. So then we tell him, Tol Chelkecho V'tzei. Don't sit with us because you're going to eat too much. That's a derech hapshat. That's what the Gemara means. Says the Aflo, al derech hamusar. What does it mean? Bnei Chabura, yodov she'echem em yofais. It means yofais a masa o maton. Yet one of the Chabura eshaft good geld. He knows how to make money. So the Bnei HaChabura tell him, Tol Chelkecho, take your part in our Torah B'tzei. Go, get out of it. Go make business, make money. And be machzik the Torah. Meaning, it's a fundamental question between Yisocha and Zvulun. Yisocha is machzik Zvulun. So Yisocha is equal to Zvulun. So they tell him, say, Tol Chelkecho V'tzei, go and use your gifts and take your part in our Torah. You won't lose out. Chofetz Chaim al Torah, Parshas Emor, in the Ma'aseh Lemelech, he brings over there, Margula Befume, the Chofetz Chaim was accustomed to say, in the name of the greed Halevi Mibrisk. That's the Beis Halevi, correct? Every soldier has to do his mission. A soldier who runs away, he's a deserter. He's a boyged. He's a deserter. He needs to be punished. If he flees from the front, he's a deserter. Likewise, even a soldier who changes his position, he's not fleeing from his position. Without permission, he changes his position. He says, Ad kan, I've been a pilot. From now on, I want to drive a tank. And Adas Atzmoy, based on his own, he decides he's going to change his position. He's also a boget. He's a deserter. Because everyone has his mission. If you're a pilot, be a pilot. You shoot from ammunition, so shoot. You can't change it. A person who changes his position is also a boget. Therefore, if the loymed changes his position inside, I want to go and work. The machzik, you're a boget. You're changing your mission. And if the oshim rabichas aseder, listapeach agdud aloimdim. If the oshir decides, says that that's it, I'm now going to learn. So he's also boget. He's also boreach. Everyone has his mission. That's what it says in Chofetz Chaim al Torah. Meaning, everyone has a tafkid avodas Hashem. So if you're from the gedud of the loimdim, so you can't leave and go make money. And if you're from the gedud, the brigade of the machzika atoira, you can't leave and make money. And you can't leave to go and learn. That's Mordechai. You already have a Christ. This is a very interesting question. The Zvulun. Can Zvulun decide? Zvulun is machzik, he's machzik, the Yisachar. Can Zvulun decide to resign? Say, I can. That's it. Now I want to now join Yisachar. Well, no, you have a Christ. Once you're, that's the position you are, so you have a Christ to keep it going. Therefore, so this is basically what the Rashi is telling him. This Rashi is telling him, you have a business. You're machzik Torah, so you go by it. Don't be mitzamtzim your business. Come and support the yeshiva. Lemaisa, let's analyze what comes out. Rav Shach did tell him you could be mitzamtzim. So this week I spoke to many Talmidei Chachamim. Hear what they say. I found this to be very fascinating because I think I could hear what Rosh Yeshiva had to say. Everyone was like shooting this Rosh Yeshiva down. And he's Shomer. I hear what he says. Yesh lechalik. Between commitments you've already taken upon yourself versus taking on upon more commitments. This guy is ready, he works a certain amount of hours, makes a certain amount of money, he supports a certain amount of institutions, but who's to say he's mechuyev to make more and support more? True, what he already has committed himself to, so I could hear the Zvulun. We tell Zvulun, listen, you can't just abandon your Yisachar. That's as much as he already has committed himself. But can we really demand from him to do more on his expense? Lav dafka. But you could hear it. There are Rosh Hakolim who's supporting 2,000 Avreichim. Believe me, they're working hard. In Bichem is Rav Sirotskin. He's supporting Moses all over the country. I don't envy what he does to raise that type of amount of money every month. So could he just one day say, Maspik, you know, I want to go and learn. Or we'll tell him, no, you have a Christ. You opened all these Moses. You have many people dependent on you. So you have a Christ to keep it going. Can't just decide to be, don't be a tzaddik. Decide to sit down and learn all day. Yeah, you have responsibility. Right? So the chora, maybe that's Shad Rav Vosna. Rav Vosna says you can't do your business with the boy. You have responsibility, so you've got to cut down. But, and this is the connection. This is the connection with Vazbul Chokoisai. Even if that's the case, even if there are commitments, and even if we'll say that this Rosh Hashiva claims that person should do more, if there's a need and you have a geschäft, you have a good business, and you could spending some more time and make big money to support Torah. Not money, it's not money to be rich. It's not yourself, it's to be machzik the Torah. So even we'll say that should be done. But we mustn't forget that has to be the Zvurun is also Omer Batara. For Zvurun to be only a Zvurun, to be doing business all day, he'll just dry out. All that happens is Yir Shamayim. What type of home will he be running if he's 24/7 running his business? When it says B'chukoysai Telechu Shetu Amelim Batoira, is only for Yisachar? Is Zvulun potter from this? About the people, Zvulun also has to be Omel Batoira. Every person comes to Shamayim is asked Hakovat Itim Batoira. Is Zvulun potter from this? There has to be some type of balance. The Yisachar learns Torah all day. Zvulun, he goes out to work to make money for the Yisachar. But even it has to be that the Zvulun has need to make time for himself. He's also Omel Batoira. In his way, he also has to have a Steigen, have his Shir, have his Chavrusa, have his learning, his Eid Alimut. You cannot, no one, this should be the Kulam, no one can expect from the Zvulun to give up his Amelus Batoira. That cannot be. This should be the Kulam of all this. If you're doing, so Rav Ozin told him to cut down a shir. You're giving one shir, you're learning, you have your commitments, you need to do your business properly. Rav Ozin felt, shut down a shir. You're overdoing things. But to expect, this part was Rav Shachsteiner. You can't tell the Zvulun to take off his learning time. Because you need more money. Because Zvulun for himself, his own Steigen, his own Yir Shamayim, that's what he needs. He needs his time to be Omel Batoira. Okay, if it's the Maitre, go and speak to your Rav. We're just discussing interesting Ashkofas of the balance of Zvulun. The Schus that Zvulun had is a Mechayev. Yes. This lahore is the discussion of it. It would depend if he's already committed himself versus to set upon himself new commitments. If he's already committed himself, I would think that he has a chayas. That would be the Chofetz Chaim. We're all working for Hashem. Hashem has given you the capabilities of supporting Torah. So you can't just back out because you want to look after your own self-interests. With Tzva Hashem. Tzva Hashem is to Hashem's will. You're a Zvulun. But to tell the Zvulun that he should give up on his own Steigen, that cannot be. To a Meilin Batoira. In the brachas we meet, V'rodfu mikem chamisha meyer, u'meyer mikem revava yurdoifu. Wonderful. Get the brachas. We'll have the power. Our enemies will flee. Five Jews can fight 100. And 100 can fight 10,000. As Rashi, v'chikachi acheshboin, the math don't work over here. Because the ratio of 5 to 100 is 1/20. So that would, based on that calculation, 100 times 20 should be 2,000. Yet, the 100 are able to beat 10,000. 5 can beat 100. That's 1 times 20. Why is it the 100 can beat more than 2,000? They beat 10,000. says Rashi, in a doime mu'atim ha'isim ha'satayra, le mu'ubim ha'isim ha'satayra. When you have a small group of people doing the Torah versus the bigger group, the bigger the group it gets, then the more power they have. The ratio grows. And therefore, if it's 100, they can already beat 10,000. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in a Sefer, Tam Vadas, gives an interesting insight to understand why is it the Rabbim have this power. Is it just a Zguli? Is it just a Zgula? What's the difference if it's Matim or Rabbim? Explains the following. Teva Olam, the way of the world is that we hear a mitzvah that needs to be done. So we decide we'll take care of it. There's a sick person, a bedridden person. We hear about it. We want to help the guy. We'll decide, I'll take my time, I'm making my business, to find time to visit him, to cheer him up. But if we hear he's been visited by 100 people, he's very popular, and people come all the time, we'll probably tell ourselves, so it's unnecessary. Chabal my time. Bit of a waste of time if so many people come. I thought that no one's visiting him. So if I'll give up my time for him. If I hear the many other people involved, so I'll back out. I'll probably back out. Someone passes away. So I decide, no, maybe he's going to have a very small avaya. I'll spend my time. I'll do mitzvahs, levoyas hames. But if I hear he has a big family, so why should I bother? There'll be plenty of people there. So why should I put my effort into it? So normally speaking, when you hear a small group of people who are willing to commit themselves to do the mitzvah, when here there's rabbi who's taking care of it, normally speaking they'll back out. Why should I spend my time? It's not so necessary. But if Afapi came, there are many people coming to the Leviah, and still the Yochid decides to come, what does that show? That he cares. It shows the love for the mitzvah. If this sick person is being visited all the time and you still decide to visit him, it shows your love for that person. It shows your love for the mitzvah. And therefore, if it's true the Chamisha can only beat Mea, if you have a rabbi and you have a Mea, why are they all coming? It shows the Chavivus of the mitzvah. A mitzvah done through chavivus is much more powerful. It's the result of the mitzvah is much greater. That's shat over here. That's the idea of Rabbi Moisim Satorah, because they're doing the mitzvah through chavivus. The main of the Torah is much more powerful. And the lesson is, any mitzvah, we can do the same mitzvah. We do it because we're out of habits, because that's what we have to do. Or we can do it out of love. We think it's a chance to do Rotzon Hashem. It makes the mitzvah so much more powerful. The result will be so much more greater. That's something we can learn from this. After the brachas come the klolos. The Baal Koyer will lower his voice. He'll read it fast, and we hope he's going to finish fast and get on to some more nice end at the end. Though, we still need to try and understand what's the message of the klolos. Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shaya Tshuva speaks about our very portion. In Shara Sheni, he speaks about Yisurin. What's the purpose of Yisurin? Why do people suffer? The people suffer, the people are ill, the people have sorrows. Why does it happen? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, Yeida v'taskil, ki musar Hashem yizbarach l'toivat ha'odom. It's for our benefit. What's the benefit of getting Yisurin? Number one, it's mechaper ala avonos. It atones for our sins. We've done sins. and atones for them. Number two, it's a wake up call that we have to mend our ways and repent. Now, the way of the world is a person who did something wrong and he gets punished and he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry, can you please forgive me and let me out of the punishment? It's a very weak claim. Person was caught speeding, gets a 10,000 shekel fine, and he loses his license. And after he hears the verdict, he tells the judge, please, I'm sorry, can you please just let me off? I really can't pay that money. Can you please let me off?" It's a very weak claim, because you're only saying sorry because you got the punishment. So you're just trying to avoid the punishment. You're saying sorry. What type of sorry is that? It's a very weak claim. But Michazda Hashem is Barach. When He brings the punishment to us, a sorrow, and we say we're sorry, wow, well, it's sorry, can you please let us off because it's so difficult, we're sorry what we did, we want to repent. Even though it's done through a sorrow, but Hashem is mekabel the tshuva ba'ava. As it says, Erpa meshuvasam oyaveim nadova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chesed Hashem. He brings the tzara, He wants us to do tshuva, even though we're doing the tshuva because of the tzara, to get out of the tzara, it's still ohuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The judge is not the same way?
It's a chesed Hashem. The judge is not the same way, right? B'dini Adam, it's a very weak claim. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's merachim.
He realized that he did something wrong.
Right. But he's only saying the reason why he's pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want the tzara. He wants the tzara to be taken away. He says, "I'm very sorry." Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that tshuva.
What he did,
right? But why is he? But what's the drive for his sorry? The drive is the tzara he's getting. It's painful. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that tshuva. Therefore, Choyvas HaAdam, as person's responsibility is, when a tzara comes, he must trace it to his chatoim. He must recognize what it's about. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah. But if a person doesn't do tshuva, even though he got the tzara, he chooses to ignore the call, continues his ways, then says Rabbeinu Yonah, Yigdal avoinoi v'yechpal onshai. He is in fact increasing his sin and doubling the punishment. You see a melech, if he's beating someone for doing wrong and the guy doesn't accept it, then it makes the melech, the chutzpah is greater. I'm beating you don't recognize what's about. You're living in denial. Then the melech will have to punish even more. And even worse than that is what we find in this week's parasha. We find the idea of carry. As we say, the pasuk says again and again, Im telchu imi carry loisoivu lishmoli. Carry means mikre. If we get the punishment and it's all chance, it's b'mikre our car got stolen, and b'mikre we had a crash, and b'mikre all of a sudden I have root canal treatments, and b'mikre this and mikre that. Hashem sending all these messages and we deny them and we say b'mikre, then and therefore says HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'alachti imochem b'chamat keri. It makes Hashem even more punish us even more that you choose to deny my wake up call. V'zois kotzaf olov v'fnei Hashem. So therefore, we have to realize that if a person gets Yisurin, it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisurim amachaper, and Adarabah, says Rabbein Yena, we should treat the Yisurim and say, a person who has bitochen, even the Yisurim are coming, she kiyah choshech sibas ha'oira. we could use the Yisurim to bring light. As it says in the Pasuk, Al tismichi oyav tili. My enemies, don't be happy. You see me being punished. Ki nofalti kamti. Even if I fell down, I get up. Ki eishev v'choshech. I'll sit in darkness. Hashem or li. Hashem will be my light. Say Chazal, Il molei nofalti loy kamti. Had I not fallen, I wouldn't have got up. Il molei yoshavti v'choshech. Had I not sat in the darkness, loy hoya or li, I wouldn't get that light. So by using the Yisurim, Adrabba, to elevate ourselves, to use them for our kaparas avonos, to use them to try identify our chatoim and do tshuva. In fact, we'll make it that the choshech will be siba sa'or. The darkness will in fact will bring light. And therefore, a person who uses the Yisurim in the right way and for tshuva, yismach, should be sameach be Yisurim. As we find, because he grew so much out of them, as we find in Tehillim, Kois Yeshua Yisesa, person gets Yeshua, Hashem Hashem Ekra, Sarah V'Yogen Emsa, Hashem Hashem Ekra, same result. So, we learn from this week's parasha how to relate to Yisurim. Avada, if we mend our ways, we won't need the Yisurim. We should get the bracha of the chukayis atelechu. If chas v'shalom they come, to use them the right way, to recognize that it's a wake up call, to recognize the mechapa for us, and to use the make sure the choshech will be siba sa'or. Another important message we have in the klolos in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Mem. Visvadu es avoinam. After getting these terrible klolos, klola after klola. Visvadu es avoinam. Vesavoin avoisam. Bamalom ashamalu bi. Vaf ashaholchu imi bekeri. They will come to acknowledge, say vidui. They'll be saying vidui, speaking out the chet they've done. Vaf ani elechim oim bekeri. But then the result is Hashem will give them even more punishment. They come to say vidui. They come to acknowledge with their sin, and the pasuk continues. I'll be punishing them. I'll continue to punish them. Why? They just done the tshuva. Says the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Torah Sabai, his Perek Yud Beis. Iker hatshuva is not on the what was. Iker hatshuva is repenting, changing your ways for the future. Aziva tachet. These people, they were recognizing a sin, but they weren't changing themselves. It's like a smoker. A smoker, he smokes, a heavy smoker, he finds out he's done terrible damage to himself. He says, oh, terrible. And what happens? Continues to smoke. You know, he's recognizing it was what a stupid thing, how fatal it is to smoke. Chavad I started. But continues. Lav dafka is going to stop. Therefore, Ikar Atshuva is not just to recognize the sin and to say sorry. But number one step has to stop. Aziva Sachet. And maybe I would like to add that maybe perhaps in the Ashmon Esrei we have Birkas Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecho Korveinu Makinu Lavudasecho Vachazreinu Bishuva Shema Lefonecho. That's the first bracha. Then comes the bracha of Slach Lonu. First of all, we ask for Hashem to help us mend our ways. Vachazreinu Bishuva Shema Lefonecho. First of all, we speak about the future. Please help us come back. From now on, let us do the right thing. Once we've asked the tshuva for the future, now we can speak about the past. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Till now we've passed, please forgive us. So this is another important point we learn from our klolos, that a number one effort is not sufficient to say I'm sorry. Number one has to be a plan to change our ways, at least from now on. Later on we can deal with what was. One of the clauses is to be found in Pasuk Gam Beis, Vashimasi Anias Haaretz. The Haaretz will become barren or desolate. It'll be desolate even for your enemies. Says Rashi, this is the midah tova l'Yisrael. This punishment, in fact, it has good for Yisrael. That the oivim won't find nachas ruach in your land. The land will be barren, be empty of people. Says the Ramban, in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Lo Yitimtza Bechor HaYishuv, you will not find anywhere else in the world Eretz Asher Yitoy Berechovo, a good land Asher Hoysoy Nosheves Me'olam, that used to be inhabited V'Chareva Kamoya, that's desolate like Eretz Yisrael. Ramban came to live here. It's a pele, that's a wonderful land that used to be inhabited, that stays desolate. And that's the way it was for 2,000 years since the Churban. There was nothing here. There was no flourishing nation, no flourishing country. Yes, the UN, they may want to say Palestine, blah, blah, blah. But the emesis, there was nothing here. Just a bunch of few villages, but there was nothing flourishing, there was no nation. So, we can see over here, Rashi is pointing out the bracha to us. But there's another point over here. You can see the nitzchius haTorah, how the Torah is emes. Because if we look, the world was trying to conquer the land, the Muslims, the Christians. The Christians were here. They had built churches. They were ruling the land. They had they had endless money. But they were never successful in trying to make this to be the land where people will live and be successful in. Look, Hashum Davao. For 2,000 years, there was nothing happening over here. They were fighting over it. But no one was successful to make this into a flourishing country. So this we can see in Yitzchus HaTorah, what the Torah promised is true. Till the Jews came back. Yes, Mordechai? Yitzchus HaTorah. We'll finish off the last point. After the klolos, they call Erekucha Yeh B'Shekel HaKodesh. At the end we learn about Erechin, a person wants to give up his value, wants to donate his value to the Hekdesh. So call Erekucha Yeh B'Shekel HaKodesh. In the Sefer Tam V'Das, he says an idea, it's a Derech HaDrush, a beautiful idea. A person wants to know. He has decisions to make. Should I spend my money on a certain item? Is it luxury or not? Should I treat myself? Not treat myself? Should I buy my second car or not? Do I need it? I don't need it. So you want to judge yourself. Just think, it was for a mitzvah. It was for a mitzvah. For the shul. For an ani, what would you say? Nah, I just need it. I don't need it. Nah. So, then, if for the mitzvah, it's unnecessary, so for yourself as well. A person should live in a balance. Shouldn't be that for your gashmis, you treat yourself, you're large, and bayah. For mitzvahs, very tight. Midas hadin. No. I don't know who you are, I can't give you the shekel. Live your life the parameters of a mitzvah. The way you treat mitzvahs is the way you treat yourself. It shouldn't be that for mitzvahs you're tight, stingy, and for yourself large, spending money endlessly. And for constant mitzvahs you're tight. We should be zeicha to all the brachas, to be omen batayra. Should b'shefa get all the brachas. And the next shiur b'zad Hashem will be about birkas ha'atayra, especially on Shavuos night, on Shavuos, when we're up all night, what happens with the birkas ha'atayra, Shavuos morning, Shavuos day. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Turn this off, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Thank you.